college football fans. This is your show, and this is The Roar.
You ever change your mind about leaving me behind?
Hour number two out of bounds. Before we get to Will Vandenborre, I hate I had to hang up on my buddy Matt right there. I hate that I had to do that because he was making a good point. I did think that, like, on occasion, you could have attacked that press when you broke it. On occasion. And Clemson quite literally never did. They never attacked on the press. So I agree with that. Like, you don't have to do it every time because you are trying to manage the game a little bit. But to me, again, if you're struggling to score, that might be one way to do it, is to get in a 3-on-2 situation and either try to get a basket to the rim, get a kick out for a wide open three while the defense is coming back, or get fouled. Again, not every time, but on occasion, you might want to go do that.
I think that's a confidence thing with the guards in a guard room where it's not clear necessarily who the number one guy scoring-wise is. It's like Dylan Hunter doesn't necessarily want to get downhill consistently.
You also have this, and the texter brought this up. Does Clemson get too many of its shots blocked? Yes. I'm looking at block rate.
Yes.
Sam, 11.4% of Clemson shots get blocked this year. That's 287th in the country. And that is a complicating factor. Now, that also leads to my answer to Matt's first question, which was, what's your starting five? Right now, and I'm thinking of this less like a starting five and more like a finishing five, because I think starting five, I've said this, that Brad Brownell is probably going to shorten his bench game to game as opposed to we're going to shorten our bench and play eight people. Yep. You can end up playing eight or nine people most games, but there's going to be a couple guys that play one or two and they come out. Mm-hmm. Like last night, Ace Buckner got the shaft a little bit. It's going to be somebody. It's been Butta at times. It's been JP at times. Like it's been other people that come out. This would be my five. Based on how they've been playing, this would be my five that I would say are my main five until we get in a game and they prove me wrong, okay? I think Dylan has to be out there. I think RJ's playing great. He's played great off the bench. He's played great starting. I would say RJ in most matchups is my...
I think RJ's been their best player.
Yeah. I think Welling deserves to start. He wasn't great last night, but...
Hard matchup.
I think he deserves to start. I'll put JP out there. Give me JP. Boy, he filled it up last night, didn't he?
He can shoot. Any guys who can shoot.
Jake Waleem was not good last night, so you blow him out of there. But, like, Waleem, to me, is... He's the body type you don't have.
3-and-D wing potential. That's what you want. That's what we. I hate to invoke his name on this station, but we all wanted that to be Chauncey Wiggins the last few years, and it never was. Last thing I would say before you go to Willie V, I wonder if the block rate stat has anything to do with, I wonder what Clemson's three-point rate is, how often they're taking threes. A lot of, not a great three-point shooting team. They do get to the paint pretty frequently with their bigs, and their bigs are a little undersized. I would imagine those two things kind of coalescing together plays a part in that stat.
You're going to need to nerd alert me for this one because we're just getting a little too deep to not be nerd alerted.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, 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 wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
This will be a great segue into Will Vandenborre because he's not going to have any clue what I'm saying right here. Clemson, in terms of where their points are coming from, 31.4% of their points come from three, which is roughly average in the nation. 43.2% of their shot attempts are from three, which is 114th. So that's like upper third in the country.
I wouldn't have thought that. I kind of wouldn't have thought that.
They are shooting 32.6% from three, which is below 200.
That I would have thought.
That's what we're doing right there.
I think the bigs being smaller has a big impact on that.
Agreed. Let's go to Will Vandenborre now, theclemsoninsider.com. He's at Steely Will on Twitter. You can hear him on the Believe Podcast Network as well. What's up, Willie V?
Hey, guys, what's up? And that last stat is the issue with Clemson basketball right now. They just are not a very good shooting basketball team. And we are not a good shooting basketball team. It allows the other team to pack it inside and makes life difficult to dribble drive.
You know what's funny about that is I feel like Dylan Hunter's shooting 44%, but I don't need Dylan shooting five times a game. There are guys that I'm like, if you take five threes a game, you'll be fine. Like Zach Foster, I'm like, let Zach shoot it. Zach's shooting 29%. Even Justin Porter shooting 37%, but it feels like I want him shooting more Is it just like let the guys that are supposed to be shooting keep shooting, or at some point do you have to change what you're doing? What's your thoughts on that?
I think you kind of go and wait to see what happens the next few games, next couple non-conference games. I think South Carolina in particular, see what happens. If it doesn't get better, then I think at that time maybe you go with a lineup change and try to get some better shooters out there. You try to do something to get what you need at that point. But I think you go a couple more games, see if you can shoot your way out of it. Let's keep in mind this is still a 7-3 basketball team, and pay attention to who those three losses are against. Really, three really good basketball teams. You got to keep that in mind, too. It's not just so much how you're losing, but who you're losing to also. And Brigham Young, that's a better basketball team that 8 out of 10 times beats Clemson, right? And so you kind of just got to chalk it up to that as a learning experience. You got to play better in the second half and finish these games. You haven't done that the last two games against Alabama. You actually didn't do it against Georgetown either. So in all three games, you didn't finish. You started well, or you played well, for the majority of the game, but you didn't play well the entire game. And so right now it's just the inconsistency, which, as Brad pointed out last night, remember, they're only 10 games in, and this is a brand-new basketball team. And this is kind of what you get with the brand-new basketball team. I remind you, Kwok, of Jack Leggett. He would say, back in the day, he would say, I never knew what team I had until about the 27th or 28th game of the year. That's when I finally figured out what my lineup was going to be, the guys I could count on the most, who was most consistent. And baseball was that way because, remember, back then, baseball has always been a sport that's changed more than any other sport. Basketball has gotten that way in the last 10 years or so. But baseball's always been like that. And so if you kind of relate to college baseball, it kind of makes sense what Brad's saying last night. Like, he still doesn't really know who his real consistent lineup is. He's still trying to work through that.
I really do think that it's going to be a case of, well, he sucks today and he sucks today, so we'll try again next time, and these are our eight. I think that's the way it's going to go. Are you more – did you think the second half was more about BYU or more about Clemson last night?
I thought it was both.
Okay.
I thought BYU definitely turned up the energy and was playing better. But I thought Clemson at the same time got less aggressive. They weren't attacking. There's times where, you're watching them and you're like, okay, you're beating the press, but why are you walking it up? In the first half, you were dribble driving. You were getting to the basket. You were causing problems. You were getting to the free throw line. Remember, in the first half, nobody's brought this up, Clemson was 9-for-10 at the foul line in the first half. Well, why is that? Well, they were more aggressive. They were getting themselves to the basket and getting fouls and getting to the line. They didn't do that in the second half. And part of it because BYU changed things up, but Clemson didn't adjust. But one thing Clemson should have done on that press is they should have been more aggressive and tried to go inside and tried to get that big man in foul trouble, which they really never did. They never challenged him enough, in my opinion, especially Hunter. I thought Hunter should have challenged him a little bit more than he did. And I think maybe things are different down the stretch because then he's probably not in the game. He's in foul trouble. And then you can do some different things at that point with your bigs.
All right, let's go to the football side. And, in fact, let's talk about university first because the Jim Clements retirement announced yesterday, effective 3 weeks from today, that's something that sent shockwaves. I think it's notable it sent shockwaves through the sports. A lot of national sports folks picked it up and had commentary on it. What is the notable trickle-down of a decision like that?
Well, Kwok, I think you know what the notable trickle-down is. Yep. It's, when you bring a new president in and let's just say things go again next year like they did this year in football when you invest so much into football, you bring a guy in that maybe isn't on the same alignment as Graham Neff and Dabo Sweeney and, he's not as patient as Clements is because Clements was part of all the success Clemson's had the last 10 years or so as far as college football playoff and national championships and all. So there could be a trickle-down depending on who that guy is. Also, understand this. Is it going to be an academia guy, and not a sports guy? Because talk to the Danny Ford people in the 80s. There's a reason why Danny Ford got ousted there in the 80s is because they had a president who was an academic guy and didn't really care about sports. And so that's important, too. Now, I think the Board of Trustees, knowing what their alignment is, and will do the best to get the best guy in place that fits all the needs that I was talking about above. But as an athletic department, yeah, you got to be a little nervous when the big guy up top is changed and they're going to bring a new guy in and you don't know who that guy's going to be, if he's going to come from another school or will he be a Clemson guy. I guess we'll find out and see.
It is going to be interesting to see what happens here, visiting with Will Vannevort here on the program. It's already interesting. We didn't need the presidential upheaval for it to get interesting. Yesterday we saw NFL draft decisions, portal decisions. You've now got Terrell and Parker and Williams has said it, and Woods, who are going drafting. You've got Adams Jr. that's in the portal. You've got Barnes that's in the portal, in addition to the other couple of guys, Creighton and Shelton Lewis. What can you say about the personnel decisions that we've already seen? What stands out to you?
Well, what stands out is four starters from the South Carolina game on defense are gone, and then one starter on offense is gone. So, because let's be honest, do we think those guys are going to play in the bowl game? I don't think so. Why would they? That's why they're not
I don't think so.
Yeah. So, and I'm sure Dabo, when he meets with the media here later this week after practice, but he'll probably make it official. He didn't answer it yesterday because he said, you know, the team, they got a team meeting on Thursday, and then he'll address it then. He says right now he doesn't know what guys are going to do as far as that goes. So he kind of bounced around it, didn't really address it with the media yesterday. So we'll see, you know, what he says here in a couple of days. But I would imagine those guys don't announce if they're not going to play. And then really not surprised of any of those other three guys that have entered the portal since the end of the regular season. You know, I think Creighton, obviously a guy that wants to play. Khalil Barnes, I think it was obvious that he wasn't on the same page with the coaching staff there. That I guess it was a Duke game. You know, you could see his disinterest, and you know, maybe kudos to them to get him to play hard like they did the last few games. But I don't think anybody's surprised that he decided to go to the portal. And obviously, you know, with Adams the same way. Adams, he wants to play. You know, I think he's going to graduate here and get his degree. I think he just wants to go somewhere and play, and that makes total sense to me. I mean, I can't fault a guy for wanting to do that. I mean, that's what they do come to school to do, and they realize they can't. And you enter the portal for those reasons, and I think all three of those guys had legit reasons probably why they didn't want to come back, and you kind of understand it. But at the same time, for Clemson, at least in the immediate future, it puts them in a little bit of a pickle with four starters gone on the defense now going into the bowl game.
To be fair, though, I mean, three of those guys you assumed wouldn't be there. So, like, those were expected departures. The Barnes thing to me is interesting because I don't think Khalil Barnes is necessarily, while it might not be a total shock, I don't think that was an expected departure. So I understand the concern with the bowl game, but in my opinion, you have concerns with personnel at running back already. You have concerns with personnel at safety already, and now you have portal departures on top of that. It just accentuates the need for portal activity. Am I reading that right?
I think you're reading it. If you remember, I did a series of articles about a month ago or so, and I talked about the need that Clemson needed to do a couple of things in the portal. I thought they needed to go get a running back out of the portal, and that's before any of the departures. But you kind of knew you're going to have some, right? And I think it was important that they go get a running back, and then said the same thing about maybe getting one more wide receiver. I definitely thought they need to go to the portal and get a safety, definitely, if not two, a starter and a backup, I think would be what you would want. And I think they need to definitely get somebody on the offensive line, whether it be a center or a guard. I think they really need to go into the portal and grab some of those guys on the line too. And of course, we all know they definitely need to go get a quarterback, because if you want to win at this level and get to the college football playoff, which is the ultimate goal, it starts at quarterback. And right now, at the moment, I don't know if there's a guy, you know, on the roster after Kate Clubman leaves that can take Clemson to that point. Maybe later on, Chris Denson, as he develops, can be the guy, but he's not the guy right now to where you pencil him in as the starter next year and you're saying, okay, we're going to go to the college football playoff with this guy. I don't think anybody would think that. So, not that he's capable. I think he is capable, but right now he's not developed enough, I don't think, to do that. So, those are some needs they got to address in the portal as they get into this offseason. And I think, you know, I think you're going to see him do that. I really do believe, you know, they're gonna address the needs they need in, from the portal.
All right, one more question for you. You guys have reported Garrett Riley's not coming back. Coastal Carolina could help that, obviously. Do we know anything about that and other staffing developments?
Yeah, well, I know the guy who was running was neck and neck with Riley for that job has pulled his name out of the job, the Lehigh coach. So that's a big development. And, you know, so, yeah, you know, I think Clemson's going to make some changes there, Kwok, as we reported. You know, we believe he won't be back next year. That doesn't mean he won't coach in the bowl game. It just means we don't believe he'll be back next year from what we've heard in 2026. And I think, you know, part of it could be him just leaving on his own and getting the job that he needs, that he wants to get. And Coastal would definitely fall in line with that. I think it would be a good starting point as a coach for him. And he can do a lot, do things differently down there than I think he does here as far as the kind of athletes he can and how he can load up on offense. So, you know, we'll see. The next couple of weeks will continue to be very interesting to watch for the Clemson football program. It's not, dude, we've only like pulled back the what do you call it? The top blanket. That's all we've kind of done right now. There's a whole other couple of layers to go before you can crawl in, right now, because so this, it's just now beginning, and, we'll see what happens, but, you know, definitely keep an eye out. There's going to be a lot of football news still to come.
Busy day. It's never the offseason. Now there's a board meeting at 2. Will Vandenborre, thanks so much for joining us. I really appreciate it. Follow him on Twitter at Steeler Will. Check him out at theclemsoninsider.com and the Believe Podcast Network. He and Alex Dodd do a great job. Thanks, buddy. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk soon.
All right, Kwok. Talk to you later, buddy. Bye.
All right, sounds good. Will Vandenborre. Look at him. Just squeezing in an interview right there. It's changing. Midstream, love it. Got some thoughts on the football side. 654 Roar is the number. We'll come back with that right after this.
Don't let pain steal away those precious moments with family and friends. It's not just your knees, your back, or your shoulders. They're taking away time from those precious moments of life. 2026 could be the time that you change everything. QC Kinetics here in Greenville believes that pain relief doesn't have to come from surgery or pain pills. It's your body's natural healing abilities to help repair and restore what's been lost, helping you move on and live a normal life. QC Kinetics has added a very powerful treatment option powered by the very cells that built in your body in the first place. So no surgery, no pain pills, no long recovery, just relief from you. Schedule today a telemedicine consultation to see if 2026 can lead to a much better life for you right now. Schedule that free telemedicine consultation now. It's a great time to do it. Use your HSA, your FSA for treatments. Call 864-766-8454. That's 864-766-8454 in Greenville and in Asheville. 864-766-8454.
It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram at Lake Kiwi Ford, and my team's ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, we got you covered with over 500 vehicles available. And we're tackling high prices with huge discounts, like saving up to $15,000 off a new F-150 or a Ram 1500. Plus, Lake Kiwi is blocking high interest rates with attractive financing. So make the winning drive, Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram or Lake Kiwi Ford, or you can shop us all online at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. That's LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com.
See dealer for details.
Did you hear that? It's game on at Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford, where Mark's team is ready to serve you. If it's selection you want, they've got you covered with over 500 vehicles ready for delivery. And Lake Kiwi's tackling high prices with new trucks discounted up to $15,000. Yes, you can save up to $15,000 on a new truck at Lake Kiwi, and they've got a bunch of them to choose from. So make the winning drive to Lake Kiwi Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram and Lake Kiwi Ford. They're between Clemson and Seneca, and all always open at LakeKiwiAutoGroup.com. See dealer for details.
Is your crawl space damp or musty? Water in your crawl space can cause wood to rot and create an environment for mold and mildew that can make its way inside your home. Canty Foundation Specialist specializes in crawl space repair. Call us today for your free inspection so you can have the peace of mind knowing your crawl space is dry and your home is protected. Call today, 864-641-0176, or visit CantyCanFixIt.com.
At South State, we're committed to supporting the communities we serve. Whether you're buying your first home, renovating a fixer-upper, or starting fresh with new construction, South State is here to help. Our construction and renovation loans make it easier to turn just a house into your home. Ready to get started? Please call Alan White, NMLS, number 810-563, at 864-985-5235. Or visit our website at southstatebank.com/mortgage. All loans subject to credit approval and program guidelines. South State Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Greenville has a long mattress manufacturing history going back to 1931 when Orders Mattress Company was born. Today, the fourth generation of the Orders family is still making some of the best mattresses in the U.S. Visit Engineered Sleep's one-of-a-kind mattress showroom on Pleasantburg Drive, across from Krispy Kreme, and find your next mattress. Enjoy free in-home delivery, a 100-night sleep trial, and of course, a great night of sleep. Visit engineersleep.com.
You have a nice Thanksgiving?
I did, but I don't feel like myself.
What have you been eating?
I had turkey at my in-laws, turkey at my parents, had a turkey casserole this morning.
It's a clear-cut case of turkey-itis. I'm going to write a prescription right now for a double chili cheese aplenty from the world-famous Beacon Drive-In.
Next patient.
The Beacon Drive-In, where the food is always good since 1946.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today.
Looking for expert tree care in the upstate? Call Franklin Tree Service, your trusted partner for quality tree work and more. Whether it's tree removal, trimming, stump grinding, or storm damage cleanup, Franklin Tree Service has you covered. Their certified team is committed to making your yard safe and beautiful. And as a proud, longtime partner of the Roar, you know Franklin Tree Service is a name you can trust in the upstate. Affordable, reliable, and fully insured. Call Franklin Tree Service today at 864-947-9065.
Oh, no.
Ah, that's the sound of someone who's misplaced...
my debit card.
Their debit card.
Where did I leave that thing?
Not at the gas pump, or the checkout counter, or the roof of your car. Now, if he has the Chase mobile app, he can use Card Lock.
Wait, I could just lock my card.
Yep, just a few tippy taps on his phone, and... that sound? That's peace of mind from Chase.
Chase mobile app is available for select mobile devices. Message and data rates may apply. JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Powered by Upcountry Fiber, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing fiber internet, HDTV, and phone service, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Roar.
You guys are the number one sports station because you make the phones light up.
Where every day is game day.
All right, hour two continues out of bounds. William Quaggin with Sam Jones. Intern Keanu's over there learning the ropes. What a guy, man. What a guy. Looking like Khalil Barnes that first game when he came back from injury. Just a little baby deer out there. And great song choice, by the way. That was not on purpose, was it?
No, it wasn't on purpose. Okay. It was completely random.
So totally right, because the texter says, well played, Sam. I'm not even going to give Sam credit for that. That was just a thing that happened. We are going to talk about Clemson's personnel issues or decisions. How are you, Keanu? You doing okay, man?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I was here at 5 a.m. It's currently almost 2, so, you know, long day, but it's all right.
Long day. You went on a pizza run, like the ultimate. There's nothing that screams intern duties more than the pizza run for the office Christmas tree decorating party.
It's all about the job duties.
There we go. Other duties as assigned
other
for the interns.
Other duties as assigned, exactly.
It's phenomenal. I might do a power ranking of, like, jobs that say that just scream, I'm an intern. Because I've done them all. You've done them all.
I've done
Sam's
them all.
Done them. Like, we know the intern jobs. Let's go to the phones. Butch patiently waited through that break. He joins us right now. What's up, Butch?
Hey, man. How you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for getting in, buddy.
Hey, thanks for letting me in. Hey, I was listening to like a YouTube dude talking about South Carolina, and he's talking about their running back coach and their offensive line coach. I didn't know that running back coach was coming from Penn State. That's a pretty good hire, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, that would be the one I'm most excited about.
Of all of the additions, that would be the one I'm most excited about.
If you can get a running backs coach that coached some really good running backs, that would be the anytime you make a change like that, that would be the goal. So that's what I would tell you. That's a really good hire. I think it's Stan Drayton is the name of the guy. Yeah. He's been around for a while.
Right.
I think that's a really good hire for South Carolina to make.
I think the O-line coach is a pretty good hire myself. I mean, you know, I don't expect Clemson guys to get real excited about us. I mean, I'm a realist. But I think that dude, you know, being in the game as long as he has and coaching an offensive line, I have pretty good faith in him, too, just for the fact of his tenure, the years that he's been in.
Yeah, I mean, I said this yesterday. I don't think it's a great hire, but I think it's the best hire that Beamer's made at offensive coordinator. I think it is the most hopeful you can be about the direction of your offense at the point of hiring the coordinator since Shane Beamer took over. Because the track record for Kendall Briles is, you know, it's not big splash. His name is good. But, and Walt and I have a disagreement on this. I think that you should be able to do, Butch, we're getting a little bit of feedback, so I'm going to let you run. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I had two top 12 offenses at the G5 level, but he has coordinated 7 Power 4 offenses. Kendall Briles has. In terms of yards per play, here's where they ranked in the country. 61st, 56th, 25th, 26th, 31st, 31st, 43rd. That's fine. Here's my thing. And this is a little bit how my brain works, okay? I can pay for the Briles name that's not getting Art Briles results. I can pay for that. Or I could get better value for my dollar. Because you know this is going to be a very high level, like this, they're going to pay Kendall Briles. Could you not find somebody, like if I just want a top 35 offense, can I not just find anybody with the North Sellers? I mean, look, the other part of this is, you know, maybe South Carolina mostly has a personnel issue. Maybe their issues are more personnel than just schematic. If that's true, then I'm not sure I want this guy. I want somebody that's going to do more with less. Now, I don't know at South Carolina's price point. If you're not getting Buster Faulkner, who's the epitome of this, I don't know who you're going after. I mean, if it's me, and I don't know that they could get this guy. I don't know if he's available, but would you rather have Kendall Briles or would you rather have Cade Bell from Pittsburgh? Would you rather have Kendall Briles or would you rather have Mike Shanahan at Indiana? Maybe Indiana's not giving him up, but... would you rather have Kendall Briles or would you rather have, you know, a Chad Morris type, like a really good up and coming OC at a G5? Would you rather have that or would you rather pay for the Briles name? Texter says you could have done the same with Riley. Not as much, you know, not as much. Garrett Riley's offense played for the national championship the year before he got hired at Clemson. Kendall Briles, sometimes he was a contributing factor and sometimes not. Kendall Briles has been really good at which this is scary for South Carolina. The guy's the Grim Reaper, okay? He's been really good at being on fired staffs or staffs that had a rough time of it. They're a little grumpy at TCU. Now, Sam and I talked yesterday, Keanu, I want to get your thoughts on this too. Sam and I talked yesterday about Briles, and basically he said what he likes to do is look at how the fan bases react when you leave, and TCU ain't sad. Now, they also have a coach that could probably figure out how to run some offense, you know. Like Sonny Dykes has done offense a long, long time at a bunch of places. He could probably figure out how to do offense, so that may be part of it. But I don't get a warm, fuzzy feeling from Briles. He was at Florida State 1 year. He was at Arkansas 1 year. Like, he's bounced around some. And then the last 3 years at TCU with objectively worse offenses than Garrett Riley coordinated. So either you think that Sonny Dykes is running it and it's going to be a similar bumpy ride, what Clemson's had with Garrett Riley, or you think that South Carolina is going to have more success with an objectively worse coordinator. I don't know. Like it's like I said, it's not a worse hire than Mike Shula. I understood the rationale behind bringing in Mike Shula. I thought it was a bad hire because you were using ancient history to prove a present point. That's not what you should do. Your personnel was not the 2015 Carolina Panthers, which was like the blue, the 14, 13 Panthers, whatever their best, like Newton's MVP. Off the top of my head, I can't remember. That's not who you had. It's also not 2013 in terms of how you develop quarterbacks and get them to run offense. You also have a terrible offensive line and no run game. You had no run game. So that was bad. That was a bad hire. You should have hired better. Dow Loggins was not a great hire. He ended up having a really good half a season at South Carolina and ended up getting a head coaching job. Just not very. Marcus Satterfield, not very good. Not a very good hire. Sort of uninspiring. Like maybe you could squint and see it, but then like after a couple games, you're going, I don't know. I don't think this is a good idea. This is a better idea than all those. But it's also a different system. Very different system than what Mike Shula was going to bring in, unless he just runs something different to what he thinks. Keanu, what are your thoughts on the Kendall Briles hire at South Carolina?
You know, I think every coach has a different system in what they run and how they want to run it, and it's up to that coordinator to figure out the personnel that he has and what he's able to run. Now, I don't have a lot of input on the South Carolina hire that they did happen. However, I do know that he's going to have to understand who he has and what he has and be able to make it work. And if it doesn't work, then it's going to end up coming out like it did this year.
Texter asked this. I agree with you, by the way. Texter asked this. If Riley leaves, who will be on your list for us? Well, I had a one-man list. And he took the Florida job.
Who was your man?
Buster Faulkner was my guy, man.
Okay.
I think that guy's a genius. I do. My brother was pissed. I was texting him. I said I would gladly take Buster Faulkner. And he's like, stop texting me this. I don't want to hear any of this. My brother's a Georgia Tech fan, by the way. He's like, stop. I don't want to hear this at all. Outside of that, I'd have to think about it.
I can't think of anybody off the top of my head that I would want.
Man, like super jacked up. Like you know who the name is? You know the name? Cade Bell. I would take Cade Bell from Pittsburgh in a heartbeat. They can run it. He's creative in his formations, how he gets there.
Would you really want to see the Clemson offense return to the run, though?
I think Dabo would.
Because I know this year our run game wasn't that good. I mean, Adam Randall converted from a wide receiver to a running back, but at the same time, like, I mean, we have Gideon Davis, and who else? I mean, I don't know about our offense running. I think we've become more of a pass-oriented offense. I don't know.
It just hasn't produced the results that you wanted.
No,
it hasn't. And I would say you can still have an – because to me, Pitt's offense this year, particularly when Desmond Reed went out and they made the quarterback switch – that was more of a pass-based offense. It had not been necessarily a pass-based offense in recent memory when Desmond Reed was in there, and they were really trying to figure out creative ways to get him the ball. I think what Bell has done with formations, I think what Bell's dad has done at Western Carolina in terms of offense, really, really impressive. And I do get the sense that Dabo Swinney would like to be able to trust a little bit better in his ground game, especially with the offensive line class that Matt Luke just signed and with some of the issues in terms of just featuring running backs. I think those are things that bothered Dabo this year.
I know when we had Travis Etienne and we had Wayne Gallman, those running backs that could catch the pass out of the backfield, whether they could hit their head off the goalpost, I would say our offense was was more explosive in a way. If you catch what I'm saying, I mean, Travis Etienne, I mean, ungodly when he runs the football. Even Wayne Gallman, when he ran the football, when those quarterbacks have an option to dump a pass off or even a screen pass, I mean, if you have an elusive running back like that, I think that'll change your offense for the better, honestly.
Before we get a break, let me tell you about our friends at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. Listen, Ingles, Wednesdays are great days at Ingles because they do a complete refresh on all of the deals and all of the sales and all of the goodies throughout the store. It's a good stocking day for you. How about a Frick's whole smoked ham, 90 cents off a pound, less than $3 a pound. Just terrific stuff. You've got Mayfield ice cream, 2 for $7. Normally it's $5.58, so you're saving over $2 there. You get 50 cents off grade A frozen hen turkeys. You get $5 off of Hellman. I'm not a mayo guy. Hellman's Real Mayonnaise, the 30-ounce bottles, $5 off. Just unbelievable. I am a Tostitos guy, especially in chili or soup. Love me some Tostitos. Give me some Tostitos. 50 cents off a 10-ounce bag of those. Over and over and over again, you see the deals throughout the store at Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. 654-ROAR is the number if you'd like to join us on the phones or on the Adams Curving text line. We'll talk this. We'll talk personnel movement. Hour two continues right after this.
It's been an incredible year of college football. And once again, the Roar will host our annual bowl game preview show Thursday at Mellow Mushroom Clemson from 5 till 8. How many of y'all had Indiana ranked number one going in? What about JMU getting in for the first time ever? We'll have lots to talk about, whether it's the Snoop Dogg Bowl or the Natty. Join the Roar staff Thursday from 5 till 8, Mellow Mushroom Clemson, for a night of college bowl game previews. Mellow Mushroom, Tiger Boulevard, Clemson.
For an outstanding 11 years running, Diamonds and Gold Direct has been named Anderson's Best Jewelry Store. From a vast selection of engagement rings to their designer collection, Diamonds and Gold Direct has earned their place as Anderson's Best. So stop in and see what makes Diamonds and Gold Direct your favorite jeweler. Diamonds and Gold Direct, Anderson's Best Jewelry Store, 11 years in a row. Main Street, across from the mall.
Diamonds and Gold Direct, we're your diamond source.
It's game time at Linden Floors. Huddle up and score big with unbeatable deals like luxury vinyl flooring starting at just $1.99 a square foot. That's right. Style, durability, and value, all in one winning play. We're family-owned, Spartanburg strong, and ready to tackle your remodel. Swing by 101 Chester Street or call 864-494-4317 to get in the game, or visit us online at lindenfloors.com and make your home the MVP this season. Linden Floors, where design scores every time.
Be home for the holidays with a brand new home in Pendleton, just minutes from Clemson. The Sunrise Community by Empire Homes has move-in ready homes for sale, which means you can be moved in and unpacked before you welcome guests for your year-end celebrations. New reduced prices plus a 2-to-1 buy-down mortgage incentive with a starting rate of 3.99% means big savings for you. The community pool opens in 2026. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com to explore these new homes at Sunrise.
No matter where you begin your journey or how long you stay with Tri-County Technical College, they support your career path from day one. Their enrollment process is seamless, and their experts are available to help you find the balance you're looking for. Tri-County offers financial assistance tutoring, health and wellness resources, career planning assistance, and more. They're nationally ranked and in the top 1% for successful transfers to four-year universities. Visit tctc.edu.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Good plumber fast.
I always call One Tom Plumber.
One Tom what?
Here, dial the number one, then Tom Plumber. Or just tell your smartphone to call One Tom Plumber. They promise to be there in an hour.
Call the plumber whose name is his number one, Tom Plumber.
Twin Peaks is the best in the game. Here, the Scratch Kitchen delivers lunch in the clutch. I mean, where else can you order a 29-degree draft beer and a quickie combo on your lunch break? Only at Twin Peaks, the number one sports bar.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio is here to help your home stay warm and cozy until spring with over 20 burning displays of vented and vent-free gas logs. Vent-free logs will heat for just pennies an hour and even keep you warm and cozy in the event of a power failure. Kraft Stove Store and Patio even features the Radiant Heating vented gas logs that have a real fire look and radiant heat. Visit Kraft Stove Store and Patio, located on 3002 Wade Hampton Boulevard, Taylor's.
Kraft Stove Store and Patio.
If your loved one is no longer comfortable living in their own home due to memory loss or aging, Dominion Senior Living is here to help. At Dominion, outstanding physical, emotional, and spiritual care is the standard. The community offers a modern, comfortable place to call home while providing personalized care to meet specific needs. Honoring God through service to seniors, Dominion Senior Living promotes vitality with support when needed. Visit DominionSeniorLiving.com for more information.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Avoiding financial stress from the holidays doesn't take a Christmas miracle. All it takes is a Christmas loan from Founders Federal Credit Union. Their Christmas loan is designed to ease your Yuletide expenses so you can focus on what matters most, spreading joy and love. With their great rates, flexible repayment options, and outstanding service, you'll be ready for whatever the holidays might throw your way. Visit foundersfcu.com/magic to unwrap your own this Christmas. Relax with Founders Federal Credit Union. Terms and conditions apply. Membership qualification required.
With all the changes going on in college athletics, you need someone who can keep you up to speed. And that's where we come in.
How do you think it went? I got him on the 1 yard line.
English, please. You know, I don't know baseball.
We are the Roar, where every day is game day.
Whiskey River, take my mind.
Great spot for stocking stuffers. Great spot. Buff City Soap. Go see them on the Harbor Village Shopping Center in Clemson. Go see them the shops at Green Ridge and Greenville. We talked about the online deals. There are deals in store all the time. The dryer balls, the laundry soap, still in my home. The all-purpose cleaner. Used that the other day on a couple items. I use the dish detergent on my dishes every night. I've got Buff City soap, hand soap in every sink in my home. And I also use the bars and the body wash in the shower. Like, it's everywhere. It's everywhere. It's taking over my house in a good way. Buff City soap. Do something special for that person in your life that needs to smell better. Either their hands or their body or their cleaning supplies, whatever. Do something for them. Plant-based products at Buff City Soap. Again, shops at Green Ridge, Greenville, Harbor Village Shopping Center in Clemson. Great stocking stuffers, like I said. Before we go to Georgia, Greg, I want to plant this seed, okay? I want to plant this seed with you, okay? There is angst. Keanu, you would agree the word is angst.
That's a big word.
Angst in the Clemson fan base over whether Dabo Swinney has the gumption. I want to make jokes about it. We can't make jokes about certain things. I want to make some jokes about this, and just know that I'm filtering the jokes right now. I'm filtering the jokes. Just let the record reflect. I'm filtering the jokes because we're not ready for these jokes, okay? Not in this audience, not in this economy. If certain people would have... If Dabo Swinney would have the courage, he could fix this roster. Okay? He would fix this roster. But he doesn't. And so we're not going to the portal because Dabo doesn't think we need to. That's what Clemson fans would say. He's just... He just believes in all his people. Well, what happens when all his people leave? Clemson did not sign a high school running back this year. They also just lost one. From a sheer math standpoint, they have to go to the portal. So if you're somebody who believes that Dabo Swinney is not going to go and understand that for competitive reasons he needs to add a piece from the portal at certain areas, or even just the fact that they didn't recruit one, doesn't mean he's necessarily going to do it. If that's you, if you think that the burden of proof needs to be all the proof, not just a lot of proof or most of the proof, but if he needs to see all of it, if he needs to check every single box you could check to be able to go to the portal, running back has done it. Underperforming position, player leaves, nobody came in. Portal. They're going to portal a running back. Like plain as day, they're going to portal a running back.
They have okay? to.
Your second or third best running back, Jay Haynes, is coming off a major injury. You don't know how that's going to go.
That was a gruesome injury as well.
He had a gruesome injury, and then he had another injury that set him back in his rehab. Like I don't love that. I don't like it. So that's running back. Safety is a totally different deal. Safety, you had three committed safeties. You lost two of those commits. Keanu, I'm going to ask you to do some high-level Clemson math here, bucko. How many safeties do you have committed? You had three commits, and you lost two. How many do you have?
I think one.
One. Thank you for that. I know you had to do the fingers and toes. You had to do it. So you're already minus two. I think they should have gone portal anyway because there's about four of these guys that need to be OUT, okay? And I wasn't going to do this because this ain't right. This ain't right. And maybe Dabo's going to look at me and say, oh, Qualk, he did a segment last year where he was talking about old such and such, and that guy's been a hardest worker, and he's going to start for us. He's a dude. Have you heard Rob Billings' name at all?
I don't think so.
No, Rob Billings is in his third season. Colin Griffin may graduate. Colin Griffin's a fourth-year player. If he comes back next year, you know what's going to happen? He's going to start that opener, and then he will not be playing. You're shaking your head. I'm just telling you, that's Colin. 2 years in a row, they're like, Colin Griffin, man, we got to put him out there. And so they put him out there early in the season. They go, oh, we got to get off the ship, man. We got
to
get off.
You know, Halloween only comes one time a year. I don't want it to come more than once.
Kylan Webb. Like, I'm not saying these guys are not great players, but I'm telling you, we ain't hearing your name ever. You're not playing at all. Go. I would love for you to get a degree. Go. These other guys, you can invest another year or two. Keenan, Dixon, Wilkinson. If you're in your third year and you are not playing with that mess at safety, there are so many programs out there that would love to have you. So you already were going to have shortfalls. You're minus two in the recruiting process. We just did the high-level math on that.
That was high-level
math. High-level math. We just did it. You just lost one that you didn't want to lose. On top of the ones that you probably wouldn't mind if you lost, I got to go to two. Like, I got to go to my second hand. I just gave you three older guys that are not going to play because there are enough freshmen here that even if the older guys get better, the freshmen are probably going to get better at the same rate. You got to think. I'm at least going to believe that in my heart of hearts. So you're minus two in the recruiting process. You're minus a third in Barnes that you didn't want to lose. And then you're minus three other guys that need to go. That's six. You're losing six safeties. Your safety depth chart as of right now is Hanifin and Jones.
The end zone's going to be wide open.
I'm just telling you.
Wide open.
I'm just telling you. Who are your backup safeties?
24-7.
Pin the tail on the donkey. Let's blindfold somebody. You literally, your backup safeties, if that all happened, are Keenan, Dixon, Wilkinson. That's five bodies. Now, you might keep a couple of those other guys for depth purposes. Bottom line. Ain't no way you're not going to the portal for like three plus safeties, okay?
Great grammar.
Again,
ain't no way.
Ain't no way you're going to the portal for any less than like three bodies at safety. And that's if nobody else leaves that you want to leave. Like that, to me, that's why the Barnes departure is a big deal, is because that is a position with a lot of glut, okay? There is a clog in the drain at safety, okay? just cards on the table. This is a horrible way to talk about human beings, but it's true. You got a bunch of dudes who are not going to play, who are just taking paychecks and earning degree credits, okay? And if they want to stay, that's fine, but I think at least a couple of those guys are going to go somewhere else. You're going to need a bunch of bodies at safety, again, because the math says so, not because I think they need to upgrade. So I actually think at running back and safety, that there is no way. If you are the most pessimistic, Dabo would never look to portal. He believes too much in his guys. There's no way you can look at running back and say we can take zero bodies. And there's no way you can look at safety and think we're getting out of this. I would say two is like the most conservative number.
That's what I call naive thinking. There's no way.
That's right. That's right. Texas says Barnes was mid anyways. You know what? I think Tom Allen would disagree with that.
I think he was better than most people credit him for.
I'm gonna say some nice stuff about Khalil Barnes in a little bit. It's not all gonna be nice, but I'm gonna say some nice stuff about Khalil Barnes in a little bit. Let's go to Georgia Greg, who's up with us next. What's up, Greg?
How you doing, Rock?
I'm doing great, man. Thanks for getting in.
Good. Hey, I wanted to touch base with you on a couple things. First of all, the Notre Dame issue. I hadn't had a chance to talk to you, but I do. If I were a committee member, I believe they could have come out with a better argument saying that Alabama had faltered and we're going to put Notre Dame in over Alabama. I think that would have made some other people mad, but I think in the end of the day, I thought it was a better argument. Notre Dame probably should have got the nod over Alabama. But I will say this, I feel like in 23, and I realized that it was a problem. You had undefeated conference champions. You had Alabama who beaten us. Texas who had beaten them. So we were kind of pushed out of the shuffle, Florida State was. I didn't like it, but it was what it was. We went to the bowl game and kicked some butt. And I think it's going to hurt Notre Dame in the long run for skipping this, you know, bowl season.
I think they know that too, which is why their AD and all the whining and petulant nonsense that happened in the press conference yesterday, their AD said this does not mean that we're skipping all bowl games forever. Because I do think that, honestly, I think if they did a vote today that they would vote to play. I think it was a rash, emotional decision that they made.
Right.
And kudos to Kirby Smart for not basically pushing his players to make a rash emotional decision in that time, because they did. They rallied around it, and they beat Florida State by 100,000 trillion points, and then they and Florida State's program has never recovered. That's true.
Yes. A couple other things. The one thing I hate about the playoff system is it takes away from some of the old stuff we used to talk about college football, and I sent you a couple of them. I thought it was really interesting that only one Georgia player made the first team all-conference.
Yes.
And if you think about it, a lot of times all conferences are based on career and all that. And I really think on the defensive side, we've got a ton of freshmen and sophomores, which is awesome for us. I think on the offensive side, it shows more that Georgia's always kind of depended on a collective, never really put that one person in front. But I think it just goes to the fact that Kirby did a really good job with just having one first-teamer. And the other thing I thought was pretty cool was – we have a winning streak against every team in our conference. Mm. And, you know, you don't play every team every year. Sometimes you don't play them. So I think that was a pretty cool statistic, too. But you don't – I mean, with the playoffs and all, let's look at the bowl game, the matchup, the people developing. We want that bowl win. You just don't look at that kind of stuff anymore. It's just so geared to the playoffs. But I kind of thought those two stats last night were pretty cool. Interesting to look at.
I agree with you, Greg. I appreciate the phone call. Thanks very much. I'm going to say something crazy right now, okay? Now, I've said, I think Texas Tech, if it were just me, and I'm power rating the teams in a playoff, I think Texas Tech is ahead of Georgia. And it is actually for that reason that I think Kirby Smart is the SEC Coach of the Year. I understand that Clark Lee did a marvelous job with Vanderbilt, a marvelous job. And I do understand that Mike Elko did a marvelous job with Texas A&M. But to me, this was one of Kirby's worst teams. New quarterback. The run game was very stop and start. Defense, not remotely in the class of some of the other ones. And they won the league. And they won it convincingly against Alabama. And he won some big games through the year. I think he would get my vote, I think, in a crowded year. Hour 3 is next. Don't go anywhere.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.
It's that time of year again, and you're trying to figure out what gifts to get your family. We know everyone is busy, and who wants to deal with all the Christmas traffic and shopping congestion? Elite Custom Golf Carts wants to make your life easy. Come and see us and get a gift the whole family will love. With free delivery in our custom sleighs and complete with a big red bow, you'll see the shine in your family's eyes when they see your Christmas surprise. Stop by one of our three